This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just on the heels of Barry, St. Bernard Parish President Guy McGinnis had a trip planned to D.C. to meet with those leaders up there to talk about the trials and tribulations of the opening of the Bonikari Spillway and the impact that it was having on our fisheries industry in the St. Bernard area, and he joins us to tell us about the results of that meeting. Guy McGinnis, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Sheriff.
You've been busy. I know you got to sit down and relax for a few minutes, but we're gonna take up a little of your time before you do so.
I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out anytime we can and to give an update of what's been going on the last few days.
So you went up to D.C. With some members from the fishing industry and were talking to those folks up there, making an appeal for some federal disaster relief money because this industry has really is down and out as a result of this freshwater intrusion into all of the areas where they do their fishing.
You know, Sheriff, you're exactly right. And to sell this as a farming industry being flooded, it's a very difficult sell because it's water on top of water. So that's why it was so important for all of us to go up there. I tell you, we were up there. Plaquemines Parish was up there. All of the fishing industry representative, oyster and shrimp, I believe crab, and we've been communicating with those guys. They're going up next week, I believe. But I tell you, the reception, Sheriff, was really good from all of our delegation. They signed on to a letter and sent it to the Department of Commerce and asking them to declare this disaster relief. So that is the important thing that we're trying to get accomplished. So we've met with the White House, and we think that is the mechanism. If we can get President Trump to just declare, get the Department of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, to declare, things become easier. Patrick Banks with the Department of Wildlife can get going with his information that we supply to them to get some relief for our industry. So, you know, we've talked with White House staff, the Office of Political Affairs, the Legislative Affairs, and General Spellman, which was a very of the Corps. It was a very interesting discussion with those guys. So,
Guy, let's take on the oysters first. I mean, okay. The pictorial evidence that y'all have, or the photographic evidence that you have, of almost 100%. Devastation or destruction of the crop, what more do you need to provide?
It's pretty difficult, and you have to provide an annual a year's worth of loss that exceeds 30%, and you have to compare that to the average of the previous 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the Department of Commerce, it's value. And for the Department of Agriculture, it's landings. So in some of our industries, you know, the prices go up when the landings go down. So the value may not hit 30% to a few months from now. But we know it's going to happen because, like you said, we have a, you know, 100% mortality rate in a lot of our leases. So once we get to
it has no value.
It's going to have absolutely no value right now, but we have information, you know, through May right now, right?
Correct.
So the shrimp industry is at 80% loss in value, which we can show that now. But what they tell us is, you know, well, when they see a storm coming, they know what the impact's going to be. You know, when Katrina was coming, when you know, last year's storms were coming. So they declare before it even hits. And what we're trying to tell them, we know what's happened. This storm is out there, and it's already hit us. And it's trying to convince them to just declare, and it triggers us sending the information that they need to get the financial aid down here. And that financial aid comes in a lot of different ways, infrastructure, improvements, and direct aid. So some of it's, you know, easier than others, obviously.
So is this an attempt to try and link it to Barry as well as to the opening of the Bonikari?
No,
or is it
absolutely
just simply,
not.
It's simply to the Bonikari?
It's simply Bonikari, and okay. What we're trying to tell them is, listen, this is not a natural
disaster. But Bonikari will be elongated as a result of Barry.
It will, and in talking with them, we're finding out it might close toward the end of next week, which would be great. But, you know, that to be honest with you, Sheriff, the damage was done, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, yeah, no
especially
doubt.
Especially with the oysters, right? Barry brings in a little salinity for us for some time, but now it's just going to push it back out if they delay it. So, you know, all of that, some complicated discussions. Just think about it with these people in Washington who know nothing about this. I mean, you know, we have these fisheries agents from NOAA we're talking to, and all they're looking at is data. And I tell you, our governor is doing a great job in making sure that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife is on top of this and providing the data that we need. So we know we're going to have this data. We know we're going to meet the threshold. We're just hoping we can get this declaration sooner rather than later so we can start addressing some of the infrastructure problems that we have that doesn't even include Bonikari.
Yeah. Guy, when we come back, I want to talk about the conversations that y'all had and we're trying to develop a line of thinking about alternatives to Bonikari, both in the short term and the long term.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get to a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the parish president for St. Bernard, Guy McGinnis. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. We're back with Guy McGinnis, St. Bernard Parish President. Guy, I've heard you say several times that we're working off a 1928 flood remediation plan. And I know that you mean this in all sincerity, that this begs of looking at it again to see if there are some alternative measures, both short-term and long-term, that to see whether or not there's room for improvement.
I'll tell you that was a discussion with General Spellman about that. And in the short term, and actually we are working with Senator Hyde Smith from Mississippi. They have some thought processes on dredging the river in the short term, increasing the amount of money that President Trump has at his disposal from $90 million to $200 million. To begin at the mouth of the river and dredge to 55 feet all the way up to Baton Rouge. So remember, Mississippi's on the front line of this too, and there are relationships there that we are developing. Our Mike Bayham, who is our point man, is in their offices in Washington, D.C. today, coming up with that scenario. So, you know, the gutter spout, Sheriff, is clogged up. Right. So when it's clogged up, the water, it's hard for the water to get out. And that's the mouth of the river. And then all of the other spots, from what I understand, going up to Baton Rouge, it gets up to 40 feet or 45 feet. And if we can just get it down to 55, that would significantly help flow that water and reduce the level in the river. So that is in the short term. The long term.
Let me stop you right there. Are there any folks up there that are of a contrary opinion?
Not that I've spoken to as far as dredging the river.
Right.
Now, when you start talking about Morganza, there are some people who have questions about that. And not just it's not as simple as well, we're going to open up Merganza and the spillway, and half of it's going to go. And, you know, you don't get the result that you're looking for. So we're already separating 30% out going down the Atchafalaya right now, right, through the old river structure.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you got 70, 30 that's coming down. So it gets complicated there, Sheriff.
Right,
but
right.
I can tell you.
But I'm just talking about dredging the passes down at the mouth of the river, because some of them are silted up. I mean, you could almost walk across some of them from what they tell me. You can't get through some of them at certain times of the year. You can't get across them in a flatboat, which is, you know, I used to fish down there extensively. Yeah. That was never the case.
South Pass is impassable.
You know, and so there's really no contrary opinion to that. So what is the sticking point? It's just money?
Yeah, I think it's just money and getting them going. You know, Congressman Graves had added to the word a bill last year, 2019, to do this study about diverting some of this water north of New Orleans, right? To create more diversions, if you will, to lessen some of the pressure. That study is not complete.
Right.
It was required to be complete, but it's not complete at this time. And part of that whole discussion was dredging the river. So I think with this episode that we're dealing with, once they and look, Sheriff, when this water goes down, from what I'm hearing, the levees are going to be in such bad shape that they're thinking these levees are going to start sliding with subsidence because they've been under this pressure for so long. So that's,
there's a word they call it. Is it scoring or scouring or something like
that? Yeah, it's something like that. You know, and when they say it, I just look at it as they're going to start sliding, right?
And
once this water gets out of here, what's going to happen to our levees? So that's the next big thing I think that's on their mind that they're getting prepared for. So that's going to take a lot of money all the way up. He gave us an example of one of the small rivers that normally flow at 18,000 cubic feet per second. And for 7 months, it's been flowing 180,000 CFS through a small community up north.
Whoa.
And it's been happening all over. So there's got to be a way, Sheriff, to hold some of that water up north, whether in a reservoir or damming it up outside of the Mississippi and all of these other tributaries to not just when it gets down here. Let's just open up a valve and send it to Orleans and St. Bernard Parish and Mississippi, and let's just let them deal with it with no insurance policies, with no idea of
plan of action as to how to deal with the livelihood of so many people, right? I mean,
that's right. And look, this is fairly new, right? This, you know, the Bonacari, I don't think, opened up maybe once every decade.
Yeah,
up until about 5 years ago.
So what were your discussions around long term?
The long-term discussion was we're working on it, and we understand the problem, and we're working on this study that is required by Congress in 2019. We didn't hear any specifics other than diverting water north of New Orleans. So you know they're not going to build the levees up higher and make them stronger. That's not going to happen.
Right.
But I am encouraged about the dredging aspect. I think Mississippi's on it, Louisiana's on it, and up north is on it. Obviously, if we can, you know, unplug this, you know, thing at the end of the river here with all of this silting up, I think that's going to help a big deal. So,
Guy, have they made a link between the size of this dead zone and the lack of the water flow? Has that come up in the discussion at all? You know, because it seems as though as these passes have become more and more choked, the dead zone has become bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and that was the discussion of the impact of the fisheries. You know, remember, the river empties out on the west side of the river, too, and Terrebonne, Lafourche, they're all having significant impacts from this high water level, right? Mm-hmm. And the dead zone that they're saying is going to be three times the amount that we normally see every year. We're already seeing it in St. Bernard Parish in some of our areas that doesn't get a lot of flow.
Right.
Mr. Goh being one of them with the dam we got it dammed up in three areas. So that's a huge discussion that whether they discuss it and try to fix it, it's not going to be fixed this year or next year for that matter, because that is the long-term
right
solution.
But you know as well as anyone, you've been around long enough to know the squeaky wheel gets the oil, so the louder you squeak, the more oil you're going to get, right?
Well, I'll tell you, we're up there right now, Sheriff. We came back, but we left Mike Bam up there. He's going to be up there till they go out of session. And if we don't get a declaration, he's going to be there when they show up. And we're looking at the Hubig's pie, right? $1 million investment.
Yep.
And 14 jobs. Think about the seafood industry if we lose 30% of it.
Yep. No,
millions
absolutely.
Upon millions.
They're all important. They all build on one another. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we know that you will stay the course. Thank you so much for the update. We really appreciate the time that you've offered us this morning.
Thanks, Sheriff.
All right, at St. Bernard Parish President Guy McGinnis, we'll be right back with Harlan Pierce to talk about the effects on the fisheries when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.